Constantine had been crouched on the headlands between two boulders for a long time. His entreaties to the land weren't working, and his patience was growing thin. Normally, Antarctica's stark beauty was stimulating, with its tones of silver and gray and the restless southern ocean. But today he could have been anywhere. Because his magic was spread in a wide net, he felt the passengers' pervasive horror as the serpents broke through the ice and slithered up and over deck railings and onto their ship. He'd never spent much time worrying about humans, how they felt, what they thought. None of it had ever mattered, until now. He'd watched human wars come and go, but those had been their own doing. This time they were victims of magic that should never have been turned against them. Magical creatures were governed by a covenant. Part of it was to leave humans strictly alone. It was why Katia had been so angry with him for revealing himself to three Russian seamen. Of course he'd killed two, but then he'd made damn good and sure the last one's crewmate saw him. It had been foolish, but he didn't want the memory of dragons to die out. Whatever would replace them could never be as inspiring. He couldn't actually hear the people aboard the doomed ship screaming, but he didn't have to. Their emotions pounded through him until his dragon was so furious, talons poked out as the beast tried to force a shift. Fire shot from his mouth.
"We must do something,"
his dragon shrieked, nearly deafening him as it commandeered his vocal cords.
"Quiet. We have no idea where all the serpents are."
"The hell we don't,"
the dragon sputtered. At least he was back to using mind speech.
"They're eating those poor helpless people."
Constantine ground his teeth in frustration. It was precisely what was happening, but one dragon had no chance against an entire phalanx of serpents. He reached into the land beneath his haunches one more time and took off the gloves. Before, he tried for diplomacy, and it had gotten him nowhere.
"You are dying because you've given up. It doesn't have to be that way."
Nothing. Emptiness reverberated back at him as if he'd tossed his entreaty into a vacuum.
"Punish those who have misused you," he went on. "Take back the glory that is rightfully yours. It isn't too late, unless you do nothing."
Maybe he was expecting too much too soon. He searched for a calm center and made a grab for it. Mew had taken months, perhaps annums, before she'd spoken with him. The problem was he didn't have that kind of time to spare. Mew had been an experiment, one he hadn't believed would pan out. Earth could be a long-term project too, but not with the sea serpents intent on overrunning it. He rebuked himself for not starting sooner. It wasn't as if he hadn't been here for a long time, but wooing the land and convincing her to trust him had never been a priority. Until now.
"We have to do something," his beast insisted. "Call the others. The serpents are out in plain view. We can immobilize some of them, like we did with the renegade dragons on the Ninth World."
Constantine wasn't at all certain their Ninth World strategy would work for a boat stranded in ice. Before, the dinosaurs had borrowed magic from a cooperative planet and buried three traitorous dragons in layers of dirt and ensorcelment. Dinosaurs drew their power from the land. Whether their brand of magic would be as effective on the ocean was unknown. Additionally, they'd lived on the Fleischer system of border worlds forever. The land knew and presumably trusted them. Earth wasn't proving nearly as cooperative.
"Do something!"
His bondmate was done waiting, and done with telepathy. Smoke and ash punctuated his words.
"Give it 5 more minutes, and then I shall summon the others."
Smoke, fire, and ash told him more clearly than words that his dragon disagreed. For every second they delayed, lives were lost. Khan spread his hands across a boulder in front of him.
"Last chance to help us."
He sent his message as deep into the earth as he could. His threat had no teeth. Assuming the land was listening, she'd know full well that last chances came and went.